The fireworks that light up Arizona's sky tomorrow night also create a health hazard for people with breathing problems. Just ask Valley residents who had health issues this past New Year's Eve, when smoke from fireworks caused the valley to exceed federal air quality standards. Joining me now to talk about the impact of fireworks on air quality is Matt Pace, meteorologist for the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality. Matt, how at risk are we for air quality issues on the 4th of July, related or not to fireworks, and have we exceeded air quality standards previously on the 4th?
So typically on the 4th of July, we have pretty strong heating during the day. So we don't see those 2.5 issues at all during the day, but we do see a slight rise in PM 2.5 around the valley, especially between about that 8 and 11 o'clock hour. It doesn't often exceed the federal health standard. In fact, that only happened once in our records from 2010 to 2018. And that happened in 2014 when we did actually exceed the PM 2.5 standard.
So are there any conditions we're looking at for Thursday that might give us a chance of reaching that again?
So it is unlikely that we will exceed the standard this particular holiday. We have some winds that'll move through and kind of move that pollution off towards the north and the northeast. But certainly we still are expecting a jump in 2.5 between that 8 and 11 o'clock hour.
So let's compare seasonally, because the two times of year really where we see sorts of fireworks around here, one is around New Year's Eve and then 4th of July. Obviously, our weather patterns very, very different at that point. For those with breathing issues or pollution issues, how would you compare those different points of the year?
Certainly, they're completely different, especially during the New Year's holiday when we typically do see some exceedances from all the fireworks smoke and also the residential burning is basically the time period that we're looking at. On New Year's, typically everyone's lighting off their fireworks right in that same time period, right before we strike midnight and then just after. So you have a big volume of smoke that goes up into the atmosphere. And also during that time, we're a lot cooler. So that inversion that kind of traps that pollution down here in the valley is a lot lower. So you can't really mix that into the atmosphere very well, where during the July 4th time, obviously, we're a little warmer, even the overnight hours. So the inversions are weaker. So you're actually able to disperse a lot of that smoke throughout a bigger portion of the atmosphere. And that's why we typically don't see as high as levels. But certainly, if you do still see impacts from 2.5, you should probably stay indoors, especially during those 8 to 11 o'clock hour.
Boy, Matt, that's interesting, because obviously people want to be thoughtful about their health, certainly. But this is one of those rare times of year where everyone is sort of supposed to celebrate outside together. I mean, is there any sort of advice you'd give people when it comes to that, other than staying inside between 8 and 11? What if someone might have issues like that, but really wants to see the fireworks, really wants to hear the fireworks?
Certainly, if you want to go view the fireworks, it would be perfectly fine to do. You know, the smoke will move up fairly high and then disperse off whatever the direction's moving. And then just, you know, limit your exposure after that particular event that you're at. Maybe just, you know, go home after that particular time. But certainly we're not expecting it to reach the federal health standards, so we're not expecting any long-term impacts. But another thing people can do is also use a lot of caution when you are using these fireworks. Obviously, it's extremely dry out there. We have a lot of grass. And one of the big ways that fireworks could contribute to smoke here in the valley is if any wildfires do occur. And obviously, we can do our part to limit that by simply using our fireworks extremely carefully.
Typically, by the 4th of July, are we getting into that more humid pattern? Because we haven't yet. And how might that affect air quality? Let's say if this week we're going to be a monsoon kind of week.
So certainly, this is the time of year when we start looking for those dust storms to kick up, because certainly at the start of the season, we see the heat, and then that sets up the big monsoon pattern. Then we get the dust storms in, and then finally later in July, we start getting the rain. So the good news this July 4th is we're not expecting big dust storms moving in from the south like we can certainly see. But that is also going to mean that, especially coming in next week, if high pressure is still not set up, we could start again looking at some ozone issues before the pattern finally sets up and we get a lot more wind moving through the state. So we are closely watching when that monsoon pattern is going to set up as far as air quality is concerned.
And Matt, are you going to be out enjoying fireworks yourself?
I think so.
I hope so. Come on. Would you think so? Come on. Matt Pace is meteorologist for the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality. Matt, thanks for the time today.
Thank you.